This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
We are joined by a member for Shepherd and Susanna Shea. Good morning.
Good morning to you guys.
Now, we've got you in today because yesterday we spoke to Robin Bischetti, who's headed up the Stop Shepherd and Super School Facebook page, and they've got a rally happening outside your office tomorrow. So we thought we'd get you on to get your thoughts and if you wanted to clarify anything about the super school that you think people should know.
Well, look, it's hard to know where to start because I've been involved in it for so long.
Yeah,
so
of course.
I got elected in 2014. I'd known sort of in the back of my mind for a long time that there were problems in secondary education and education generally in Shepparton. Mm-hmm. And there'd been a really big push about 10 years to go to set up a senior secondary college. It failed. In the late 90s, there was an attempt to do something in education. It failed. And I think often for lack of political will, because it's a really touchy subject when you get involved in where kids go to school and how it happens and all those things around it, because the most important thing for parents is their kids' well-being, of course. And so it's a really difficult area to get involved in, and gosh, I've found that out, I've got to tell you.
Yeah.
So, I attended the public meeting that Robin held just a number of weeks ago. That was quite well attended, and I was able to hear a lot of the things that were concerning many of the parents who were there.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really political issue, and the last election, of course, here in Shepparton was run against me on the basis of the Susanna Shead Super School. And look, I sort of took it as a bit of an endorsement that people do want some change by the fact that I got in with an increased majority.
Mm.
Now, I don't have a political party. I'm an independent member, so I really regard the community as my party, in a sense.
Yeah.
And if they don't like what I'm doing, they'll chuck me out. I couldn't, though, sit in this seat as the representative and not try and do something to improve educational outcomes. I would have walked away from it feeling like I hadn't done the job that needed to be done, and others have tried and failed, and I'm really keen to see us get some improvement in and investment in education in Shepparton. And it really needs to start at every level. Mm. Really, ideally, you'd start at early childhood, because that's where most of the brain development is and the setting the stage for how kids will perform later on. But the government took the view that the secondary schools were in such a state that they had to do them first.
Mm.
And
that's what James Molino stepped in and done. I think some of the frustrations, though, from a lot of the people that we hear is they feel like they're trying to get in touch with him and he's just seeming to ignore the issue altogether. So is there a chance, obviously, with all this opposition for change, or is there a chance that James will come and meet with the locals and meet with Robin and the team down there to address it?
Look, I can't speak for him, but he's certainly come to town a lot and he's met with the groups that are, engaged in the process of doing it, meets with the principals, the teachers, school council presidents, all the people who've actually been involved for the last 2.5 years while all this has been going on, and through the community consultations and so forth. They're the government, they're doing it. But I have to say that I decided that I would advocate for it because we've failed before, and I really don't want to see a chance at a significant improvement in education in Shepparton passes by. And sometimes these windows of opportunities only come once in a blue moon, and you've got to grab them when they happen. So I know people are really concerned about a number of things, and it's been good to hear from them.
I was going to say, why do you think there is such an uproar against it? Why is everyone feeling that way?
Look, I don't think everyone is by any means. I mean, there's a lot of people coming from at it from different angles. And I think when you look at some of the other Facebook pages besides Stop the School, people are starting to get a bit of air and be able to say what they think and see the advantages of putting all your resources into one. So Maroopna High School used to have about 800 to 1,000 kids. It's got about 300 and something now. And so communities have abandoned the state system over time. Notre Dame is bursting at the seams. The grammar school won't take anymore. The other smaller schools are all full because the community has walked away from state education because they have seen a lot of the outcomes. We have low engagement, low school attendance. The outcomes are poor across state averages, way below state averages. So here's a chance to try and do something about all of those things and give kids a much better chance of also being able to choose a broad range of opportunities. And it's not just about your VCE results. It's about leaving school with a pathway, whatever that might be, whether it's VCAL, apprenticeships, all these sorts of things. And it's been great to see the business community jumping on board with the careers teachers to talk about how they can interact in a new school, and also how great it will be to have a one-stop shop. You know, because for businesses to go to four different schools and, you know, they don't have time to do that sort of thing, whereas they might be looking for opportunities for to have kids for work experience or whatever. A lot of people don't like work experience the way it is now. Kids just get to photocopy or sweep the floor, or it's about having much more meaningful experiences for kids as well.
Yeah, it's like how we went to the Shep High to do Careers Day, Josiah, and we had to talk to all the kids. Now we can go and talk to like 1,000 kids at once and tell them about how good radio is.
We don't have to go around as much.
Yeah, exactly.
We just get them all in the one spot.
Yeah.
You'll have a full hall.
Do you think, Susanna, at the moment, there is a lot of opposition to it at the moment, but do you think it's kind of like, you know, like the plastic bag thing coming in and, you know, everyone, when they first started charging for plastic bags, it's like, I don't want to do that. It sucks, but now everyone's used to it. Do you think it'll be a similar thing with the super school? At first, everyone's like, oh, I don't like change. I don't like that we're all going to be together, but eventually it'll be okay.
Look, what I want to see happen is people actually get on board and make this work.
Yeah.
Because it must be really hard for a lot of kids who are hearing this negativity to sort of get their head around what next year is going to be like. I mean, all the year sevens are going to be at Maguire, all the year nines are going to be at Maroopna, the 11s and 12s will be in two, and they'll have the whole suite of VCA subjects available to them. And so things like that are really significant change, but they're not the things that people are worried about as much, I think, as, I mean, I've heard Robin talk about bullying and being worried about that. I mean, most of the bullying that happens these days happens online and after hours and not when the kids are at school. And, of course, from next year, mobile phones are banned. So the situation with bullying on the school ground, and I've been hearing discussions that the principals and others in the school are having, is about having an alternate setting where you put the bullies.
Yeah.
See, what parents have done traditionally is take their child away from a school where they've been bullied. Well, bullying is not acceptable, and a child who has been bullied oughtn't to be the one that's punished. So it's sort of about changing people's behaviour at one level. That sounds easy, doesn't it? But I know it's not.
Easier said than done,
and sometimes you've got to pull kids out and maybe, you know,
harsher punishments.
Yeah,
and
but you can't throw them out of the education system. We've got too many kids who have disengaged from education early in Shepparton and who are not in education, who are not in employment, and we really want to turn that around.
Mm. So don't give them the death penalty, nothing like that. No.
Not bringing back the cane at the super school?
No, this is not a Trump show here. We won't be doing any of that.
So we're not going to build a wall around the school, nothing like that? No.
Look, our principals and teachers have been in the game a long time, and we've got some top people. We've got Melbourne University involved. They are looking at putting PhD students in the school to evaluate what's happening, to always be finding better ways to do things. I've been lobbying the Premier when he was up here just a week ago to give us a share of that money that has been recommended to get top teachers to come to the country. You're going to pay them an extra $50,000 a year and a bit more for 3 years.
Oh,
and to get some of those people coming and bringing their skills and helping educate the teachers we've got even more too, because it's always great to hear from people who can do things in a different way and who have been, you know, operating in different places. People always bring new skills when they come, and I think great to get a bit of that, and also talking to him about this alternate setting for kids who are not, you know, managing in the system and who might be causing other kids grief. So really keen to see that get up. But there's so much happening as we speak. You know, this is a huge job, a huge transition, and all those teachers in all the schools and principals have got their heads together and they're just, you know, churning
working
through
away.
Ideas and working away to try and make this a really good experience.
It is a process that's been, you know, heavily thought through from your end. It's not like it's just been thrown upon us and there's, you know, no science behind it or anything.
No. And look, all these things have a political overlay too, which is, you know, really unfortunate. But I think at the end of the day, I believe it's going to happen. That's what the government are saying. They've already put $20.5 million into it. And I'll be lobbying very hard to get the additional funding that's needed to get that incredible school built up on the Shep High site, because that's what the government have decided to do. So we want to see it really roll out in full with a full suite of all the things that have been talked about happening.
All right. Well, Susanna Shee, thank you so much for coming in this morning and good luck with it all.
Thank you very much.